During her recent visit to Beijing, Brazil's president, Dilma Rousseff, said Foxconn International Holdings, the company that manufactures Apple's popular iPhone, plans to spend $12 billion building factories in her country. For some time, Foxconn has been expanding outside of its traditional manufacturing base in southern China, shifting north to Hebei province to cut costs. The company, which employs hundreds of thousands of workers in China, reported a loss for 2010 because of higher production costs. Companies increasingly are moving out of southern China's manufacturing hub in the Pearl River Delta as profits decline. Stanley Lau is managing director of Renly Watch Manufacturing Company. He also heads the Pearl River Delta Council of the Hong Kong Federation of Industries.
Wages is going up. The minimum wages has been gone up, by about 20% in the year of 2010. And again, for this year, the wages has gone up again by 20%, roughly. When you look at any part of the world, probably you could not find any other place, to have such kind of increasing of wages.
What is more, he says, the cost of raw materials such as cotton, plastics, and electronic components is rising. Although the Chinese currency has been rising against the dollar, which could help ease rising costs for imported raw materials, manufacturers say even locally made materials are getting more expensive. China's inflation rate reached 5.4% in March, the highest in nearly 3 years. At the same time, the yuan's appreciation, which the United States and other Western nations say is essential to reduce China's trade imbalance, makes Chinese products more expensive overseas. Lian Fang, a Hong Kong sourcing company that supplies the U.S. retailer Walmart and other global retail chains, says Chinese export prices will increase as much as 15% this year. Company executives last month warned that Chinese goods are entering a new era of rising prices. The challenges Chinese exporters confront are not new. They have been ramping up over the past 2 years. In 2008, China implemented a new law that increased factory workers' salaries. At that time, manufacturers warned that many of them would be forced to close because of rising wages. Pansy Yao, deputy chief economist of the Hong Kong Trade Development Council, says Chinese exports have stayed strong since then.
When we look at the share of China export in, for example, in Europe, in the States, we find that the import share from China continue to increase. This proves China is not only competing on cost, because after all these years, the wages in China is already higher than some other Southeast Asian countries or some other lower-cost countries.
The Chinese government has been encouraging manufacturers to move factories to poorer inland regions as a way to distribute economic development. Lau says not all industries can do so because they rely on the efficient supply chain in southern China, near other factories making needed components. Southern China is blessed with deep ports that allow access for container ships bringing raw materials and carrying finished products to the rest of the world. Also, electricity and water supply are stable. Moving factories inland could prove costlier than staying put because companies may have to pay more in shipping costs. When it comes to moving overseas, the Federation of Industries Lao says it will be easiest for textile manufacturers to relocate to places like Vietnam and Indonesia because the infrastructure is already there.
Years ago, when they had the problem with the quotas, many of these textile industry, they move already part of the production in those countries in order to get better and more quotas, for their textile products. So they have, a good setup, in those countries. But for the others, the industries like the electronic industries, plastic, the watch and clock industries, for them it's more difficult because you cannot just move yourself to those countries. You're going to move your whole supply chain, to move together with you. You have problems in getting the deliveries of the parts.
At the Hong Kong Trade Development Council, Economist Yao says the pinch that Chinese exporters are feeling could well reverberate in supermarkets and shops across the world. She says it is inevitable rising costs will be passed on to customers.
Once they can prove their product is good, value for the money, they have the bargaining power to ask for a price increase.
China's ruling Communist Party has made it clear it wants to hold the line on prices for goods sold at home and abroad. The government is working to tamp down inflation to make sure high prices for food and housing do not spark unrest. And Beijing has moved slowly on its pledge to let the yuan trade more freely, fearing that a sharp gain in the exchange rate could make exports even more expensive, forcing factories to close and eliminate jobs. Hedda Baron for VOA News, Hong Kong.